Blog Talk Radio. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that within me. Bless his holy name. Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Wake up and wake up. Good morning, everyone. We hope that you have ears on and ready to hear another episode from us here on Chatting from the Word. This is episode 299 on your BTRO platform. And we are so delighted to bring you this program on this wonderful, wonderful morning. This is Monday morning, and this is December 19th. And we hope on yesterday that a lot of you praise the Lord on yesterday, giving the Lord back some of that love he's been giving to us all this week. Amen, amen. We do serve a good God, don't we? And he's just not good some of the time, but he is good all of the time. He is good 24/7. Yes, he is good 24/7. Amen. Oh, we serve a good God, don't we? We really do. And we hope you have your ears on and ready to hear another episode from us here on Chatting from the Word. Oh, my friend, the Lord has really given us a wonderful benefit of another wonderful day. We're on this side of heaven. We're on top floor. He has given all of us a benefit of another wonderful day. And Brother Oscar, I just hope you're taking advantage of each day, each minute, each second, each hour that the Lord has given you to live for him, to make what's wrong in your life right, so that we can praise the Lord together, going on to the glory land way. Amen. Oh, I can't wait. Shouting hallelujah. Yes, I will when the Lord comes back for his church, 1 Thessalonians 4. I'll be shouting hallelujah. 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 What about you? Or you're going to be shouting hallelujah, amen, and amen. First of all, we want to welcome all of our new listeners to the program. If this is your first time, we would love to welcome you to the program. But not just only welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honored guest, and we thank you this morning for having your ears on. Yes, we do. Thank you and thank you. And if you love what you're listening to, tell others about it. Shout it from the mountaintop. Let them know that you're listening to Chatting from the Word in the morning. And we're on at 9:30 in the morning on your BPRO platform. Tell others about us. We're growing. And tell others that we are praising the Lord this morning here on Chatting from the Word, because praising the Lord is what we do. Yes, it is. Praising the Lord is what we do. Amen. And amen. Now, if you have not turned in your contribution, do so. Do so today if you have never turned in your contributions. And those that have turned in your contributions, I want to say thank you for turning your contributions. But don't give up giving to us, because we need your financial assistance in keeping this fine program going. And I only ask you to begin at $5. Begin at $5 and up If, and if you're wondering where to see your proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Now, first, promising, and that is us too. And you also can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And do it today if you can. Do it today so that we can get this fine program. I keep this going. Yes. You're listening to Chatting from the Word in the Morning. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, no voice, on the platform where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. Put that snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we hope we have done that. We hope that we have, you know, inspired you to keep on living for the Lord, and inspired others to keep on living for the Lord. Because look around you. The world needs to see Christ in us more now than before. With all the technology that's going on, with all the things that many can use to get filth and Satan out there, we need to show Christ. Let's use those technologies for the good instead of for the bad. Are you with me? Amen and amen. Hey, with me. It's time. We usually reserve this time to tell you good morning and to give you a shout out, but we have not done our research to narrow it down to see who's all listening to us. But we want to thank you, especially if you listen to us live. We just want to thank you and give you a shout out and just say thank you for listening to us live. And of course, others will listen to us later on. And Brother Oscar, that too. But I just want to say good morning to you, darling. Good morning to you. And we hope that you are having a wonderful, wonderful morning. And that was your roll call here on Chatting from the Word. And now it is time for us to do a snapshot of the program today. A snap. We want to give you something, at least something to listen to. We don't want to give you nothing to listen to. We want to give you something to listen to so that you may come with your head up and proud that you are a Christian. Amen and amen. This is our roll call. This is our snapshot. It's Monday, y'all. This is our snapshot. And of course, we doing our snapshot. We usually tell you what's going on the program today. Of course, you're related to Dr. Song, sung by Steve Adams. And I don't like he was saying, see, if we shout, we're going to shout glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, when we get up there to spend all eternity with the Son and the Father and the Holy Ghost. See, I know I am. I'm going to be singing glory, hallelujah, amen and amen. And of course, our prayer time is coming up pretty soon. Our prayer time. And our scripture text for our prayer time will be found in 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. That is 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15, if you would love to read along with us during our scripture reading for our prayer time. And, of course, Radiance Acapella will be singing Our Prayer. Amen. And of course, yes, we are. We are going to do the message today, and it's a continuation of when you come together in the church. When you come together in the church. And here Paul is specifically talking about the Lord's Supper and how the Lord himself the Lord's Supper during or through or with the Passover. And here he, of course, he is the Passover. Christ is the Passover. Christ is the Passover. Because once you're in Christ, you're Passover. Once you're in Christ, you go to heaven. Once you're in Christ, you're in the door of the kingdom of God. But I go back to, I believe, 12, when the Passover was first originated, the firstborn was going to die. And God came to Moses and told them what to do to prevent their firstborn from dying is take a lamb that without spot or blemish, take the blood, put it on each side of the doorpost, cook it, eat it all. So I can imagine that night was a solemn night with many losing their firstborn. And this is what we're going to talk about this morning. Our attitude. What should we be? What should our attitude be when we are partaking of Christ's body? Of Christ's body. What should be our attitude when we are remembering him? Because if we do this, we take the Lord's Supper. Jesus Christ constituted the Lord's Supper so that we may remember his death, burial, and resurrection, namely his death at this time is what we're talking about. And we should be examining ourselves because when the Lord commemorated the Lord's Supper with his apostles, he brought some questions up to them, knowing one of them would betray him and forsake him. And basically all the apostles forsake him that night. And Peter, of course, he betrayed him before the grows twice. And, of course, Judas Iscariot also betrayed Jesus Christ with a kiss. So we're going to talk about that on our chat for this morning. And my friend, if you want to hear the chat for this morning, keep long enough to hear the chat. And my friend, that was your snapshot of the program today. Your snapshot. Are you ready to get on board Gospel of Jesus? And if you're ready to get on board the Gospel Exposure, line up, and have your tickets out. And if you lined up with the tickets out, get on board, get on board the Gospel Exposure. Amen and amen. This is our prayer time. And if you have any prayer requests that you want us to pray for here at Chatting from the Word, just simply send us an email address, which is lowercase Oscar York 3443@gmail.com. And to Chatting from the Word at gmail.com. Or you can call it in. I'll call in number 319-527-6722. Again, I'll call in number 319 527-6722 if you want to call your prayer request in. And, of course, you can try to put it on my Facebook page as well. And if you have a prayer request, that's fine with us here on Chatting from the Word. We do respect your confidentiality. Just simply say, Brother Oscar, pray for me. Call my name. And I'd be just so delighted and so blessed to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to us. If you want to ask that you keep your prayers, those that have been requesting prayers for quite some time for the loss of loved ones, those that have been going through some difficult times, but involved in Texas, parents who lost their babies and others who lost mothers and their fathers, and of course, Russia and Ukraine situation, and of course, those that God make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Keep on asking your prayers as well. Pray for me as I pray for you. My friend, if you have a copy of God's Word, our scripture reading for our prayer time will be taken from 1 John 5:14-15. That is 1 John 5:14-15. The apostle of love, John, penned these words. And this is the love that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired. Oh, my friend, when you're in Jesus, you can pray with confidence that he hears you, that he hears you. God answers the prayers as you may want him to answer. He may not answer your prayers when you want him to answer. But, my friend, we serve a good God. We serve a God that's a God who knows what you need before you ask him, a God who knows what's best for you, and a God that works right on time. Amen and amen. My friend, are you ready so that we can find help in time like these? Our Father, who sits high and looks low, Father, we recognize that you all know it, all loving, and Father, you are all merciful. Oh, Father, we ask this morning that you have mercy on us all this morning. Because, Father, we don't deserve your love, but, Father, you love us in spite of ourselves. So, Father, we thank you for your love. Father, we thank you for watching over us the last evening as we slept in slumber. For waking us up this morning today that none of us never seen before. We thank you for that grand benefit of another day. Oh, Father, Father, we thank you for allowing your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, coming down on this cross, come down from the view of heaven to show us how to live, to show us how to love, and to show us how to connect with you. And taking upon himself the cross, dying in our place, and so that our sins may be washed away in his blood. Oh, Father, we come praying for you, all these Texas situations, those who lost babies, those who lost parents, those who lost, Father, we pray for all the mass killings that are going on in the world today. Father, we pray that you be with all those that have lost loved ones. Oh, Father, we pray for Russia and Ukraine situations. Father, we pray that war cease in this love. Oh, Father, we pray for all those who try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that you be with them in a special way, Father. And Father, we come praying for our world. We come praying for the condition of our world this morning. Father, we pray. We pray that, Father, they may see us as Christians. So our light may shine brightly, so that they may come out that terrible related into the kingdom of your dear Son. Oh, Father, we come praying for those who have lost loved ones. Praying for those who lost loved ones at the hands of the police. Father, praying for the family who has the police in their family who gave their life in a line of duty. We pray for their families too. Oh, Father, we come praying for the government that leads this world in which we live. Father, we pray that they may make laws for you. And you, before make laws, we all can live in peace and harmony. Oh, Father, come pray for the church once again. Pray, Father, that the church will continue on shining in light, leading others to Jesus Christ. Father, come pray for each listener this morning. Father, we pray that you help them to their doubts and fears. Test all their doubts and fears in the deepest part of the sea, where they won't surface anymore. Father, we come praying for our program this morning, chatting from the Word. Father, bless us this morning when you come together in the church. Help us that we may help the one who needs to hear this lesson. And Father, we pray that you be with those that are going through some changes, be with those that lost loved ones, and be with those that are trying to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, always keep us encouraged and never discouraged. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen. 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 I want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us, and as always, we hope for something that is on your mind. We just hope that the things that you're having some struggles, that you will overcome them. We pray that this world will honor the Lord more and recognize how great God is. We just pray for you at this time, this season, that the world consider Christmas. And we just pray that the spirit that people are having now, love and care through the whole year. Not just this time of the year, but we can love each other through the whole year. We should be giving through the whole year. We should be caring through the whole year, not just of a year. And Brother Austin thought he just plugged that in there. Is that all right? Is that all right? We always just plug that in there because the world needs love. And we really do. We need Jesus Christ. We really Hey. We want to welcome you to our second half, and we hope that you still have your ears on and be ready to listen to our second half. Again, we want to ask for your contributions. We hope that you are ready to turn in your contributions. Come on, there's nothing wrong with supporting the gospel of Jesus. The world needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we hope that you can support our work here on Chatting from the Word. And you wondering where to send your support, we do have an account on PayPal. Just pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, oscarnewyork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is oscarnewyork3443@gmail.com. Now, first, you might get Oscar York Publishing. That is us, too. And you also can go to Zelle, and put in my email address again, which is lowercase, oscarnewyork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And if you can help us today, help us keep this fine program on air. Amen. And amen. Now, we usually tell you where you can listen to the program. Of course, you can Google us. You can go ahead on and Google the program, Chatting from the Word, hosted by Oscar. And what you're going to see, you're going to see our program, and what you can do, you can listen to any one of our programs that you desire. You need to go back and listen to the many lessons that we've been teaching so that you can be all caught up where we are teaching. That is fine, too. But we are, of course, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, iHeartRadio, Spotify, the Google Podcast, and others that we are on that you can catch this program and be inspired to walk with that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. Hey! You are listening to Chatting from the Word in the morning. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting that all important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so glad to do it. The world needs to see in all the Word is in Christ in you. That don't mean you're perfect. It just means you're showing the world that you love the Lord. Allow the world to know how much you truly love the Lord. Amen. And amen. Dear announcer, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, it is time for our chat. I believe I probably left something out. First time for our chat, and we are so delighted to be with you this morning once again to chat about the Word of God. Many days don't even know what the Word of God teaches, because we live in the world that do not give cadence to things of God. We really do. If you want Brother Oscar to tell it, we live in the world today do not give cadence to anything that is of God. And many do not even open the Word of God. They would rather open a romance novel, or a crime novel, or a suspense novel, because before they read the Word of God. And if you ask me, the Word of God is a map. It's a map to our way to heaven. And if we don't get acquainted with God's Word, how do we expect one day to go to heaven? How do we expect to do that? I can understand when you first come into the body of Christ and that. But we are in the body of Christ. We are to show you, teach you how to study the Bible. I believe we all need to study on how to study the Bible, because many of us, we just don't know how to study the Bible. And I'd be amiss if I don't say this. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach, we just don't preach, but we chat about the Word of God. We don't want to talk over you, around you, under you, beneath you, but we want to talk with you when it comes to the Word of God. We want to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. Is that all right? Because, my friend, if we can reason with our dog Rolo to roll over, we should be able to reason with one another when it comes to the Word of God. And let me say this. Now, Brother Oscar isn't perfect. Yes, Brother Oscar has faults. But you know what? I love the Lord, and I allow him to use me to get the message of salvation, hope, and love out there. And we hope that you'll keep your ears on long enough to hear the message. Because of this to me, this message is vital. We really don't know how God expects for us to do when we are in worship. We just don't know how it is done. Yet many of us, we believe we know because we are following the wrong teaching. But the only thing we can surely know how God wants us to be in the church is the stuff. And this is what we're talking about today. This is what Paul is talking about. He says, we're coming from, I think, 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and we're on verse 26 and 24. Verses 26 and 24 of 1 Corinthians 11. And here Paul is focusing on the Lord's Supper. Here he's focusing on the Lord's Supper. And he just said that when you come together in the church, this is not particular loss. In other words, they were taking the Lord's Supper all kinds of ways. They were having a hallelujah time. Some were getting drunk. Some probably were singing. Some probably were doing this. Some probably were doing that. And Paul had to set the record straight. You know, Brother Paul, the apostle, had to set him straight. This, I praise you not. But what he's getting ready to do here is to show them why or how they should respect the Lord's Supper. Here's Paul, and we want to read what Paul says quickly here. Paul says in verse 24. We're going to do a reread of 24. And when ye have given thanks, talking about the Lord's Supper, and when you have given thanks, when he had given thanks, going back to the night when he was betrayed, and we read that in Luke 22. In Luke 22:45, Luke 22, we read about the commemoration of the Lord's Supper during the leaven of the Passover is when the Lord commanded the Lord's Supper. And here Paul says, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Here Jesus wants them, as they did back in Exodus 12, to take off his body. He is the lamb. He is the lamb without blemish, without sin, without faults. As they did back in Exodus 12, in the first Passover, in the first Passover, God told them to put the blood of the lamb on each doorpost and to roast the lamb and to eat it. And when you're in that place where the blood is at, you are protected. See, that night, the firstborn was going to die. Okay? And if he was not protected, if he was not within the boundaries where the blood of the blemished lamb was, the blood of the lamb that was firstborn was was dying. So I can imagine that night was not an easy night for no one, especially those that had a firstborn that died in it. Oh, I can imagine they screamed, they hollered, and this is what was going on that night. So we know it wasn't a night of partying. We know it wasn't a night of gala. We know it was a night that others used to take a good time. We know it was a solemn night when the unleavened Passover was first brought up. And here Jesus in Luke 22, he commemorated his supper because Jesus was the Lamb without blemish. You must be in Christ as the blood. You must be covered by the blood of Christ to be saved. If you're not covered by the blood of Christ, you're not saved. You got to get in the blood. And then Paul says these words. Paul said, after the same matter, talk about the blood now. Also, he took the cup, and we have supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as in remembrance of me. What is he talking about? Come, many today, they miss the mark of the New Testament. Jesus is saying here that it is the beginning of a new agreement what I have with those that are going to be saved. It's not going to be like it was in the Old Testament. Jesus, this is the New Testament, the new which is in him. And if you want to get more detail about it, read Hebrews 8, 9, and 10, 11 chapter, and there you will see the New Testament, the new way, the New Testament, being saved in the body of Christ. And we got to be saying, you're not in the place where that the blood is covering you, you're not saved. You're going to be just like Pharaoh's family that was not covered and the firstborn died. They was unprotected. But in the blood of Christ, there is protection. In the blood of Christ, there is love. In the blood of Christ, there is salvation. And without being in the blood of Christ, you're not saved. You're unprotected. The long thing we... And here, Paul is trying to show the Corinthian church what the body of bread, the emblem of the bread, as the fruit of the vine represents. And how should we partake of it? And then Paul says, I believe we're going to have time here. Paul says, for as often as you eat this bread and you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Many, many argue about it. Oh, Brother Oscar, I don't have to take it once a week on the first day of the week. I can take it once a month. I can take it once a year. But the problem with that is that's the only time you're going to allow the Lord Jesus to be in you, because that's what you're doing when you're taking the Lord's Supper, so that you may get an understanding what the Lord's Supper is all about. I'm trying to help somebody here. I really am. Let's read it again. Verse 26 says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord death till he come. How often do we take it? The example is the early Christian took it every first day of the week. And that's how often we should take it. On the first day of the week, Christ commemorated it on the first day of the week. It was taken again after Christ's death, burial, and resurrection on the first day of the week, Pentecostal day. was on the first day of the week, so we should partake of the Lord's Supper every first of the week. How often? Every first day of the week. How soon? Every first day of the week. That's what the Word of God has says about the Lord's, when to take the Lord's Supper. Because if you take it once a year, that's not the first day of the week. First day of the month, that's not the first day of the week. First day of the year, that's not the first day of the week. Every first day of the week, the example says, Acts 27, the early Christians took it on the first day of the week. And then verse 27 says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood. Unworthily. Let's look at that word unworthily. What does that mean? What does word detail when we're talking about the word unworthily? The only thing I can think about is doing in taking the Lord's Supper in the wrong way. Taking the Lord's Supper unworthily. Taking the Lord's Supper in the wrong time. In the wrong way. In the wrong reason. And many today have done that, haven't they? Some of them need to take the Lord's Supper. Still think they got to have a big party. They want a roasted chicken and a turkey and a ham. But the Lord's Supper is not about that. And then verse 20, let me see, 26, 28. Now let's go. Whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup, the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. I don't want to be guilty of his body and of his blood. Do you? Do you want to be guilty? Do you want to be held guilty? I don't. And then verse 28 says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and of that cup. What we need to do during the Lord's time, during the time that we are partaking of the Lord's Supper, we should be examining ourselves like they did when Jesus commemorated it. Each apostle examined himself when Christ said, what are you going to deny me? What are you going to betray me? And they all asked the question, is it I, Lord? They examining themselves. Is it I, Lord? Am I the one going to do this? Am I going to betray you? And I'm going to do this. They start looking within themselves to see if they were guilty of what Jesus was saying that's going to happen. Well, we know that Jesus told Peter before the cock crowed, you would deny me thrice. And we know Judas Iscariot did betray him, but 30 people still killed himself. So we know Peter denied him. And Judas Iscariot betrayed him. And we know that for a fact. But the difference is Peter seeks out forgiveness, where Judas Iscariot did not seek out forgiveness. Now the Lord would have forgave Judas Iscariot, but Judas Iscariot did not seek out forgiveness. He went and hung himself. And Acts first chapter talks about how he hung himself and how they had to replace Judas Iscariot and name someone to take his place. Read that. That's a good reading. But that's a good reading to do. We're not going to talk about this more, but that's, I believe it's Acts the first chapter, at the end of that first chapter. Verse 28 says, well, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And we know the cup contained the fruit of the vine, which was grape juice, not wine. And that's a different, a whole different lesson that we can get into some other time. Not wine, but a fruit. And this is what Jesus did, okay? The fruit of the vine, which was grape juice, okay? And this represented Jesus' blood, while the unleavened bread represented his body. And here in verse 29 says, "But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, nor his body." In other words, he doesn't care anything about the Lord's body, about the Lord. He is condemning himself. He is damning himself. Is he taking it in a unworthily matter? And that's something we need to think about. Are you taking the Lord's Supper? Are you taking the Lord's Supper when the Bible commands us to take it? Are you taking the Lord's Supper the way the Bible tells us to partake of the Lord's Supper? You got to take it. If you're in the body of Christ, if you want to be a part of Christ, if you want Christ to be part of you, partaking of the Lord's Supper is a part of the equation. And we're going to leave you with that thought. If you want to be in Christ Jesus, partaking of the Lord's Supper on the week is part of that equation. That was the lesson for today. We leave the lesson with you. We just hope that we have said something to cause you to think about your salvation. We hope that we have said something to cause you to think about where you stand with the Lord, if I can say that, where you stand with the Lord. But we must get on out of here. We thank you for the time that we had. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, now be thy name. Thy kingdom is here. Thy will is it. While we pray for all of our listeners, while we pray that you be with them, help them to have a wonderful and a prosperous day today. Now may the grace of God, through communion of the Holy Spirit, yes, you and I with us all until we meet again. In Jesus' blessed name, do we pray. Amen and amen. Wow. I love everybody. Bye-bye and may God.